You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, praise the Lord, mighty men and women of valor. This is Thomas Robinson of Victory International Praise, bringing to you Kingdom Sounds. I have an awesome radio broadcast on today. I believe that it's going to bless your socks off. So if you don't have any socks on, go and put some on. Amen, somebody. God's going to bless today. I have a wonderful couple of wonderful people in the studio with us today. Praise God. I have Prophetess Celeste, and I have Minister Alex. Praise the Lord. And I just believe that we're going to have a blessed time on this morning. And so I tell you what, without any further delays, we're just going to go ahead and jump right into the word. We want to talk about the prophetic ministry on today. A lot of times people don't understand the prophetic ministry. And usually when you hear people talking about the prophetic ministry, you can tell that they really don't have a whole lot of knowledge about the prophetic ministry. They don't have anything good to say. And if they talk about it, they're just talking about it from the perspective of a false prophet. And they won't tell the whole side of the story. I remember going to Bible college.
Yeah.
And there was things that were said. And I was like, that doesn't line up with the scripture.
Right.
I mean, you know, when you look in the Bible, and I'm going to talk a little bit about this, you know, later on, you see that in the book of Luke chapter 11, verse 50 through 51, God called Abel a prophet. Come on. So the prophets was right there in the beginning. And in the book of Revelation, the prophets were right there in the end. You had two prophets walking around, spitting fire out their mouth, turning water to blood. Come on. Mm-hmm. And so, even the apostolic ministry, you know, you'll have people quoting scripture like, well, he gave some apostles. Well, it says some pastors, too. It yeah. says some evangelists.
Right.
You know, they'll take things out of context because denomination, religion wants to control the people. Come on. These are the power gifts that God has given. As a matter of fact, the Bible says he's given gifts. And so if it's a gift,
right.
it's from the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. God calls prophets. And we're going to get more into that. But when you don't understand the prophetic and you speak against it, you know, there are some things that we're going through now in this nation. Because guess what? We have denominations and we have people that want to shut the mouths of the prophet.
Yeah.
Many things that we've seen coming, the pandemic. Come on, a lot of people were caught off guard by the pandemic. But guess what? In the circle of the body of Christ where people were embracing the prophetic, we knew that it was coming.
Yeah.
We knew that inflation was coming, as a matter of fact. God was saying that food was going to skyrocket, water was going to skyrocket. I went to Edward Jones and I began to invest in food and water. Come on.
Yeah.
I began to invest in eggs. I made thousands of dollars. Why? Because guess what?
Yeah.
The Bible says, believe God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophet,
yes.
so shall ye prosper.
Right.
The body of Christ was supposed to prosper in
yes.
this time. I feel the anointing.
Hallelujah. Yeah,
the body yes. of Christ was supposed to prosper in the time of this darkness, but what happened?
Yes.
Come on, we ended up just, a lot of the people in the body of Christ ended up just like the people in this world suffering and dragging through it. Come on, looking
yeah.
to the government, looking to the government as a solution. And so we want to bring some balance, because I've been listening to this radio stations in Brevard County for a long time.
Mm.
And as a matter of fact, I started doing radio broadcasts back when I was in West Cocoa at New Hope Deliverance Temple. And just listening to the and it's like there's no balance. It's false prophet. You know, they'll come on and you may hear the person say false prophet 100 times. And guess what? What happens is that faith comes by hearing.
That's right.
So when they're always hearing this, what happens is that the first time a prophet get before them, they stick
faith.
A wall up and there's offense
faith.
There, because guess what? That's all I've heard, because that's all my denomination has told me about the prophet.
Can't receive that gift.
There you go. They can't receive that gift. Mm-hmm. They can't prosper. Come on. Jesus said a prophet is not without honor. You know, and so anyways, we want to bring some balance, because I'm married to a prophet. Come
right.
on. Oh, glory to God. And then I slide. Yeah, you too.
And she's already blessed us. In fact, when you first started, I was thinking, you know, we're sitting here, we're talking about prophets and prophecy, and that's exactly why I'm here this morning.
Amen.
Is because of a prophecy I received about who I'd marry. And then the Lord brought James, my husband, into my life, and your wife saw him the day before he saw me for the first time after 25 years.
Uh-huh.
And she gave my husband a word, a prophetic word, and it matched up, and even you gave him the first part, I think, the week before.
Uh-huh.
He didn't know it, neither did she.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the day before. And together, your prophetic word to him and your wife's prophetic word to him equaled a word I had been standing on for really the last 5 years. I got it at a church in North Carolina, Derek Prince's grandson's church,
uh-huh.
You know, and it was very clearly the Lord, because one of the leaders of the church came up to me and gave me that word, and so I stood on it, and the prophetic word that your wife gave to my husband that you gave matched up to that word.
Me and my wife did not talk to each other, so I did not know that she had released that.
Mm-hmm.
And she did not know that I had released what I released to your husband.
Yeah, yep. even some of the words, like a big part of it was a threefold cord, but also the word dynamic was very specific that stood out to me in that word. There was many words, actually. I was telling Brother Danny also, I had been preaching, prophesying about power couples, that, you know, a lot of times, you know, we're talking about receiving a prophet's gift. You've really blessed your wife and encouraged her and sowed the word into her and released her gift. And that's what needs to be done in the body of Christ, because what we're doing is we're shutting out our answers when we don't. We're shutting out our, you know, and then I thought about what you said. It's just, when you're talking about so many people, unfortunately, leaders, they will start teaching so much on false prophets. And we need to understand there is false prophets,
right.
And I'll talk
right.
about some of that. How can we avoid following... Really, what is that? The voice of another you will not follow.
Right.
Right? So in order to not follow wrong voices, you really need to, as a Christian, guard your gates, your eye, your ear gates. And then the more, you know, the more your wife spent time with you after marrying you or after knowing you, she knew who you are.
Right.
But it took her a while to figure out, really, who is this person? You know, and that's how it is with God. We need to spend a lot of quality time with him. Because then we know his voice so much. And even a lot of times, God will give us illogical instructions and illogical prophecies. And then if you don't know his voice, you're like, what do I do with this creature that the Lord I've just seen? You know, what do I do with this? And so that's why it's really important, because a lot of times those illogical instructions, maybe that would be to invest in eggs,
uh-huh.
which a lot of us knew. We just tried to buy eggs this last season. They've really gone up.
Right.
Okay, and so it's like, and so we need to not dismiss our gifts, and we need to pay attention to the one who brung us,
right?
Which is God. Not paying attention. That's unfortunately a big problem of why we see a lot of false prophets, prophecy. And we know in the end times, we're in that time of deception.
Right.
You know, that talks about in the New Testament. So that is there, but when you're talking about that, I was thinking about the fact that there is money that is counterfeit.
Right.
But you're not going to turn away $100 bills.
You're not going to get rid of it.
No. People spend a good majority of their life, you know, really in some ways not even listening to God, burning the candle at both ends, trying to get the almighty dollar.
Right.
You know.
Talk about it every day.
They're not talking that down. But, you know, what we don't understand is these gifts that the Lord has set into the church are actually worth more than money.
That's Right.
See, our heart, like, where is the treasure? Where is your treasure? That would be a question the Lord would ask. Is your treasure in, like, you know, now God wants to bless us. He's always a God of, you know, of blessing and generosity.
Uh-huh.
He's not a stingy God.
Right.
And when he does things, and you even think about heaven, when he does things, it's over the top.
Uh-huh.
You know, so he's not a stingy God, but, you know, he has blessed us with these gifts in the church, you know, to teach the church, to train the church, and we're to help one another.
Right.
You know, and so why is prophecy important? Because we need, people perish for lack of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then I wanted to talk about the fact that there is the Logos word. So if you're gonna understand and stay away from deception, I guess we're talking about that right now.
Right.
You need to know the Logos word, the right. Logos, the written word.
Yes.
But you know what? The Lord just started talking to me about this last year. I really hadn't heard anyone talk about it. But it's just, the Logos word was first a rhema word.
Wow.
That's good.
See?
Wow.
But people don't want to hear a rhema word. Oh, I'm just going to, you know, I've been to like about 4 Bible schools. And one of the last ones, actually, God had me go to a Baptist Bible school. But that was pretty funny, actually, because I was the only Holy Ghost girl there. And I remember being in that school, and there was a small class, about 20 people. And there was a man there who had, you know, been going to the school. So he was part of, you know, the in crowd, because he had been there and I was a new person. And towards the end of the class, you know, somehow we got on the subject of that God speaks. And he's like, yeah, no, God only speaks. It was a Baptist Bible school. God only speaks in his word. You know, he doesn't speak to us like audibly or this or that. And I said, no, he speaks more than just his word. You know, he can speak to you in a still small voice. He can speak to you. Well, like I was talking to your wife yesterday in colors, numbers. On the way here, I have what they would call a seer's gift. I see things. God speaks to me in a lot of different ways. And on the way here, I was looking down at my Bible, making some notes. I really wasn't looking up at all. And just before we turned into this parking lot, I looked up and there's a black vehicle and it said Eagle. Well, to me as a prophet, that is really characterizes the prophet's gift, you know, is Eagle. Right. So I'm about to go in, talk about the prophet's gift. Yeah. I look up and there's a car that said Eagle. So God is a communicator.
Right.
The problem is we need to learn how to listen to him, and we need to, like I said yesterday, not be picky eaters of how he communicates.
Right, because he speaks in different ways. Just like if I'm in service and I see a green glow upon someone, I know that that's the spirit of prosperity.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I know that God's getting ready to prosper that person.
Yes.
You know, why are we thinking that supernatural gifts are not, you know, still here? I want to say something, too, also about your office. The Bible says, surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophet.
Yeah.
Now, this is scripture. Come on.
He doesn't lie. He doesn't lie.
And so that's why I was saying earlier, we were caught off guard in this nation. A lot of the people, including the body of Christ, and I believe that there's a separation. The last time I was at the radio station, man, I was so tired. I probably should have stayed home. You know, because I was just dragging. It was hard for me to minister. But anyways, God uses
the prophet. In your
weakness,
he is strong.
I heard that. God uses a prophet, and he gives us a forecast of what's to come, the things to come. So when we're saying, hey, you know, I don't want anything to do with the prophetic, we're really cutting ourselves off from knowledge, you know.
Answers.
And preparation, answers. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that was interesting that you just said that verse, because another verse that came up and I wasn't planning on talking about was Habakkuk 2:2-3. Uh-huh. Write down the vision, make it plain, you know, so he who reads it can run with it. But then at the end it says, at the end of it, it shall speak and not lie. And what we saw even in this last election was people not understanding how prophecy works.
Right.
So, you know, even, you know, the second term of Trump on whether he would win or not. And many prophets felt like the Lord said that he would win.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, what happened. And then, you know, the powers that be called it, you know, a loss for him.
Yeah.
And so then many in the church, and it was very much all over the place, you know, online, just all over the place with a lot of, you know, people who are known as prophets. And, you know, they got it wrong. They got it wrong. He didn't win. But what they don't understand, and I love what Hank Kuhneman said. He's a prophet. In fact, he's a prophet that many people might know who Oral Roberts is.
Right.
Oral Roberts. Oral Roberts said that Hank Kuhneman was one of the most accurate prophets he knew. Well, Oral mm-hmm. Roberts knew a lot of people.
Right.
Oral Roberts knew a lot of people.
Yeah. A lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so for him to say that, and so, but what
and
he...
And speaking of that, because the Lord showed my wife the night of the election
yeah.
that the Republicans, there were Republicans and Democrats that got together standing in front of a door. I put it this way. They cut a deal.
Right.
Come on. They cut a deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so you see that
there was betrayal.
Oh, they cut a deal because Trump did win. And people get offended. Yeah. They're like, how can they? They can't cheat. They can't such and such and such. Well, they cut a deal. And so this is why. And then people get mad at the prophets for telling them the
yeah.
truth.
Right.
You know, don't get mad at the messenger. Is that, am I saying that right? Don't get mad
yeah.
at the messenger.
Yeah.
You know, we're just telling you the truth.
Well, and God cares about us.
Yeah.
He cares about us that, you know, I took my time to go down and vote. And I actually asked him the morning of the election when I voted. And I went to a health food store. I sat in my car. I said, Lord, what do you want to tell me about this election? I just voted. I voted for Trump. And he said, what do you say, honey?
Oh, wow.
No, the girl from France.
Not Theresa May.
No.
Well, anyway, why are you thinking about that? My wife doesn't even get into politics.
Right.
But she has a prophetic
yeah.
gift.
Mm-hmm.
And even why I'm here and I'm saying this, because, you know, there are prophets. You know, sometimes prophets get the big head. Sometimes
yeah.
we know that there are national prophets. There's international prophets.
Yeah.
Come on. You know, who was that? Jeremiah. The Lord said, I've called you to the nations.
The nations.
Come on.
Yeah.
You got prophets that are called to the nations. The
yeah.
prophets that are called locally, they may prophesy about houses. They may prophesy about cars.
Yeah.
Leave them alone.
Yeah.
That's their lane. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
You get the big head because you are prophesying one thing and someone
yeah.
else may prophesy another thing on a local level. You have regional
yeah.
prophets. Come on.
Yeah.
You have regional. Sometimes we don't understand this. You have national prophets. They may prophesy
yeah.
about what's going on in this nation.
And sometimes you have seasons.
Yeah.
You have seasons where God ushers you into the next season
right.
of that. Yeah, it was Joan of Arc. It's just, you know, early. So Joan of Arc, the Lord told me Joan of Arc. And I'm like, oh, Joan of Arc. So going back to what I said, I had just voted. I was, 20 minutes down the road, you know, in a parking lot. Lord, what are you going to say about this election? I just voted. He said, Joan of Arc. I'm like, oh, okay. So I knew she was a young girl from France. That's all I knew. So I started researching her. And so Joan of Arc was basically a young girl. I don't know if she's in her early teens, but she grew up in France. And this is a real story. It's history. Where England and Burgundy were raping and pillaging France just over and over and over again. France did have a king, but he would not stand up, and the people would not support him. So France, because they wouldn't stand up in boldness, God tells us to be bold, and we need to be bold in the prophetic, okay? I mean, and sometimes the powers that be in France, there could have been, you know, those that were in the leadership in France, they could have been bold, but they didn't. So God right. came upon, you know, an unexpected one, a young girl. And so she starts to feel like, this isn't right that this keeps happening to me and to my family and to people. So, and then God started to move on her, gave her word. She went to the leaders and they just kind of shoot her away like, oh, little girl, you know, just go away. When she started talking about, you know, France, the king becoming the king for real. And then finally, she just wouldn't go away. And then they started listening to her, and then they started getting some, where they were actually pushing the English and the Burgundies back and started, you know, taking their land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll just say this quickly, but then they got to a point where they really started making headway. But then she got caught. They caught her, I think it was England, and they put her in jail. And instead of standing up for her, instead of, you know, holding her back, when literally she was taking their nation from a raped and pillaged place into a place of authority that God showed me later, if France hadn't done that, it was only like 200 or 300 years that happened, then they later became a strong nation to come help us to be born. Because France was who came to America and gave us arms and gave us help.
That's good.
Right? Against England. God knew that France needed to stand on its feet so he could prepare a nation to help birth America, which was to bless Israel. Do you know what I'm saying? And I've never heard anyone say that, but see, that's the kind of thing when you start to hear God's voice, he can explain things to you.
Yeah.
So then, you know, God showed me that Trump, he's not a perfect person,
right.
You know, all that. Right. But God did raise him up, and he did win. But, you know, I don't understand, even I don't think prophetically, I just think, you know, just using our brain is that we have computers, and there are many countries that we already know their elections have been stolen.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
And we participated in stealing some of the elections. You know, a lot of times we don't understand because we hear a prophecy, and, you know, the Bible says, you know, how do you know a prophet? Because what they said, you know, will come to pass. But sometimes it's not quick. We live in a society where everything happens so quickly sometimes that we think that the prophetic word that's released is going to happen overnight. The Lord told me that I would be doing television. Well, when he dealt with me about television, it took over 20 years.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. It wasn't nothing that was overnight. So we did television for about 4 years. But I want to say this here because when a word is released, come on, the enemy starts to fight against that word
to cause
delays. There you go. And so sometimes there may be a word that's released. Come on. And if we don't pray it through, you know, it's just like when the Lord told Elijah. Yeah, when he told Elijah that it was, you know, that, hey, I'm sending rain. Come on. And he had to go up to the mountaintop, and he had to begin to pray. Come on, he had to pray it through. He kept sending his servants, say, go back and check and see if it's going to, I mean, do you see any rain coming yet? And the servant came back and said, no, I don't see any rain. What did he do? He pressed into prayer even more.
Faith.
Sent him back.
It's faith.
Yeah.
And that's then it. Through faith and patience, we inherit promises.
Right.
And prophecy is a promise of God. It's just, you know, it's just a word from our Father, our Heavenly Father. And so that's the scripture that God gave me when everybody was in this turmoil of, like, what just happened? We just lost this election. Is we didn't have faith and patience. I think even Dad Hagen, was it him, saying that faith was at an all-time low in many, and he preached faith.
And we didn't lose it. It was stolen.
We need to have faith and patience.
Right.
Absolutely.
The enemy used us. The enemy used us as an echo.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that a lot of Christians, they watch news to their downfall, but a lot of times the enemy puts something out there because he knows that the body of Christ, we have weight in our mouths as Christians. And so guess what? He wants us to be an echo for what he's doing in the earth.
That's
when we ought to be saying, not, Lord, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. So we become an echo for the enemy. And we begin to echo what the enemy is saying.
He's a counterfeit.
Trump lost the election. He lost the election. No, when he really won the election, I put it this way. A lot of things that he has said has come to pass. And you know what we put in office? Because there was some folks that was seeing what was getting ready to come into the office before he got into the office.
You
have a wicked man. That's why everything he touches goes down. Who's in the office perpetrating as the leader of this nation right now. He can't even handle the weight of this thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on. This is why every time you see him trying to go up the steps, he's falling down. Some things are symbolic. How much time we got, man of God? Okay. All right. I tell you what. Hang in there and praise God. Those that are listening in. And what we're going to do concerning Facebook is that we're going to break it up in segments. So I see, look like we got a Prophetess Phillips. How you doing, woman of God? And so what we're going to do is we're going to turn Facebook off and then turn it back on for the next segment so we can break it up. Because a lot of times, you know, we're doing three segments and people will go on, and after they listen to one, you know, then they'll turn it off. And so anyways, we want to do that. Once again, I have a powerful woman of God here, her husband. When we go to the next show, we're going to get more into the marriage thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. You know, to kind of remind me of how when the Lord put me and my wife together, we were engaged in about a week and married in 3 months, and we've been married for 33 years because guess what? We got a word from the Lord.
Yes.
The Lord said,
somebody.
That's your wife. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And a lot of times we're missing it, you know. And when the Lord says, hey, when the Lord say that's your wife, you know, and I'm not talking about where you haven't sought God. I'm talking about in confirmation. I thank God for confirmation, you know.
Yes, he confirms his word.
That's right. He confirms his word. Not that we're not going to have no problems, but God confirms his word. All right. Anyways, woman of God, close us out with prayer, and then we'll go ahead and go into the Tuesday broadcast.
Father, I just thank you that we come together and we come together and we just expound and we just reverence your word. And your word says that there are prophets, and your word says that we can know things, that you confirm your word. And out of that will come signs and wonders. And so we know that we walk in signs and wonders because we are first spirit. We live in a body. We have a soul. And Father, we thank you that we are looking for what you are saying in this time, in our season, because we are here to be a blessing to those in the earth. And so, Father, I just thank you that you're speaking today and that we're learning more about who you are. In Jesus' name.
Amen. All right. This is Kingdom Sounds, the radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise. Oh, glory to God. We thank God also for Minister Alex being in here. I want you to tune in Tuesday. Praise God. We're going to be asking the woman of God, amen, about how did she know that she was a prophet, and also what is God saying. I want to see if God's been saying anything about this nation and even this county, Brevard County. All right, we love you. We thank God for Brother Danny of WWBC, WJFP, all those W's, amen. We thank God for him and the wonderful work he's doing here at the radio station. Yes. God bless you. Thank God for Prophetess Phillips listening in, everybody else that's listening in. Yes. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you next time.
Hallelujah.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift through Zelle using our email account, it is vipministries@att.net. Those are for Zelle, but if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory with an I. In other words, $VICTORI57. We sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You could use also that telephone number to tell us if the broadcast has been a blessing to you, or the email address. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Our address is 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our Sunday morning services start at 11 a.m. God bless you.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. Well, John, probably no serious Christian would deny his responsibility to give some kind of regular financial offering to the Lord. What is debated is how much and how often. Is there a New Testament passage that gives a clear principle for Christian giving?
Well, if you force me in the brief moment that I have to one Bible verse, I would say it's 2 Corinthians 9:6, and it's in a context about giving. And it talks about the Macedonians who gave liberally out of their poverty. And here's the principle. Sow sparingly, reap sparingly. That's the principle. That's it. You will get a return on what you invest. A farmer would understand that. You sow one bucket of seed, and you get one crop in measure from that bucket. Sow 10 buckets of seed, and you multiply your crop 10 times. And so the principle that the Apostle Paul gives to these Corinthian believers is, look, you ask the question, how much return do I want? You will not find 10% tithing as the standard of giving in the New Testament. It wasn't even the standard in the Old Testament. The Jews gave 10%, 10% again, and 10% again every third year, which made it at least 23 1/3% per year into the theocratic government of Israel. 10% is never a pattern for New Testament giving. Give whatever's in your heart. But know this, give and it shall be given to you. That's Luke 6. Jesus said that. So how much return do you want? How much do you want to invest with God? How much do you trust God? How much treasure do you want to lay in heaven that you'll enjoy forever? Sow sparingly, reap sparingly. Sow bountifully, reap bountifully.